I want to thank Dr. Yaakov Phil donated a whole set, brand new set of Lakuta Halachas, among many other Rabbeinu's writings, and some books for people to check out. This book, I advise everybody to read this book. You'll be able to put this book down after you read it. It's so inspiring.
Good stuff.
And all this was donated today. It'll be in the library ready to be used.
Did you?
Yaakov Phil. He's not here.
Oh, Phil. Oh, I thought you said Butterfield.
Yaakov Butterfield, Yaakov, that's a quote from him also.
Yaakov
Butterfield. Yaakov Phil.
Oh, Phil.
It's Kimmy Yaakov Butterfield.
Phil. So, Aboisai, you were practicing the song of last week?
We sang on the table.
Yes?
Yeah. Turns out one of my wife's favorite songs.
I know. I know.
We miss you.
So I wanted to that we're gonna work on that same song, but with a different music. You know that famous music. I realize that you don't understand the meaning of the words because you are in such a horrible depression. So I'm going to explain to you again. Tov leodot Lashem means that it's good to praise Hashem. Means that we have a reason to praise Him. Praise the Lord. Yes? Ulezamer leshimcha elyon, and to sing to you, Hashem, that you are beyond, that you are higher than everything else, that you are the only reality that there is. To mention your kindness in the mornings, that in the mornings that you have your ability to open your eyes and to see the world, it's not something that you should ignore from it. You should praise Hashem Yitbarach on that, and that you have a will to look for the natla that disappeared from yesterday afternoon, and you need to look for it, and you want to find it to make Netilat Yadayim. So it's also something that you should thank Hashem Yitbarach, that you have that will to do Netilat Yadayim, to make Netilat Yadayim. It's something to thank Hashem Yitbarach on it. That I want to be a Jew, that I want to make Netilat Yadayim. It's an amazing thing that Hashem gave me this morning. The will. I haven't made Netilat Yadayim yet, but I want to. I made in the morning. Even if you haven't made Netilat Yadayim yet, you should want to thank Hashem Yitbarach on the will that you have. And to say thank you on your kindness in the day. And also, in the faith is in the nights. To praise Hashem Yitbarach that you gave us the faith in the nights. What it means, that this is the lifeline, this is the hope that we have, that we can praise Hashem Yitbarach in the nights. In the difficulties that you cannot see the brightness and the illumination of kindness, you cannot recognize it at all. Still Hashem gave us something that we're going to hold on with. It calls faith. The faith is in the nights. The faith is something that is holding you with your head above the water when you're in the water until your throat. When you feel like you're drowning, still you have faith. Faith is a lifeline that Hashem Yitbarach gave us to have us able, to make us able to praise Hashem Yitbarach and to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, even in the times of stress, even in the time, hardest times of them all. So, after that we explained a bit, now we're going to sing that song again. Yitzchak Meir, you're going to sing with us. We're sending you to Broadway, Yitzchak. Maybe Rabbi Yad, we're going to send you to Broadway. We're sending someone to Broadway. Someone has to go. So, טוב להודות לשם, להודות לשם, ולזמר לשמך היום. טוב להודות לשם, טוב להודות לשם, ולזמר לשמך היום. היה להגיד לבוקר, בוקר חסדך, אם נחבא לילות. להגיד לבוקר, we're going to work on it more and more and more until you're going to love it. My boy, don't worry. We're strong and stable and you're going to be here for many, many years until you're going to love singing to Hashem Yitzbarach. Then Mashiach is going to be able to come. Think about it. Mashiach is coming and everyone is in depression. Everyone are sad, stressed. Oy, what are you going to do? Mashiach just came. Am I good enough to see Mashiach? Can I see Mashiach? Everyone with his chasings. Everyone with his self-beatings. Wow, Mashiach is here. What am I going to do? No, I have to change my outfit. I have to run home. I have to comb my hair. I need to fix my beard. Mashiach is here. I need to drop everything to be happy. Zohar Kadosh is saying, if Am Yisrael would realize how much Hashem loves them, they would chase after Him like lions. And Hashem already loves us. So it means that we already need to chase after Him like lions, if we don't understand how much He loves us. He loves us. He loves us so much. No one can touch you with a finger. No one can hurt you. Nothing. No one can do no harm to you. Nothing. No one have no ability to stop you from nothing that you want if you're connecting yourself to the Creator. If you're talking to Hashem Yitzbarach, if you are counting on Hashem Yitzbarach, Abotech B'Hashem Chesed Yisovevenu, the one that counts on Hashem, only kindness surrounds him, always. You can be awake for 48 hours and not to be tired at all, and nothing bad is going to happen to you. Why? Because Hashem loves you. Hashem can give you the powers to live with no food, with no drinks, with no bed, with no sleeping, nothing. Just because that Hashem is so kind. Moshe Rabbeinu was climbing on Mount Sinai and he's standing for 40 days and nights and he's just standing and praying, not eating, not drinking, not because that he was Moshe Rabbeinu. He becomes to be Moshe Rabbeinu because this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. Going to talk to Hashem Yitzbarach. There is a trouble, there is an issue. You need to go to Hashem Yitzbarach. Rabbeinu is writing. We have over there the Sichot Aran, Shibchei Aran, in that new donation. Yeshua, can you find it? Yosef, can you find it? Shibchei Aran, the new book that we just received. Shibchei Aran. Thank you. Wonderful. I think it's Torah. Torah, it's a Sicha, conversation with Chet. Conversation Memchet, Moach, that is gonna have brain. This is the brain of Rabbeinu. Oh, Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is so sweet. So Rabbeinu said, I need to tell you another conversation, but Rabbeinu opened that one. Yes. There is that conversation that I wanted to tell you, is that Rabbeinu said that how can we let HaKadosh Baruch Hu set, decrees in the world. We have to hold Hashem Yitbarach in his tzitziot and to hold him back and to tell him, listen, Ribono Shel Olam, bend over to me. Look at me. Don't make no decrees, nothing. Listen to me. If you're going to do that, like Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to stop Hashem Yitbarach from those horrible decrees. Hashem Yitbarach is just waiting that someone's going to wake up and start to pray. Hashem Yitbarach is waiting for that. Bore Olam is revealing that to Moshe Rabbeinu, means to all of us, we should learn from the righteous man, from Moshe Rabbeinu, how to serve Hashem ourselves. The way that Moshe Rabbeinu was serving. Every person should ask himself, when my actions going to be like the actions of my rabbis, Maaseh Rabotai. Bore Olam is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, is saying to him, Heref mimeni vashmidem. Leave me alone for one moment and I'm going to destroy them. Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking about that and saying, it means that if I'm not going to drop him off, if I'm not going to leave him, he will not going to kill them. He will not going to destroy them. And he's climbing and praying for 40 days and 40 nights. So Hashem Yitbarach is threatening, I'm going to do this, I'm going to bring that decree, that horrible thing is going to happen. He just wants you to stop him. This is why he's threatening. Like a father that is threatening on his kids, telling them, I'm not going to let you out. You don't want him to go. I'm not going to give you that candy. You don't want him to have that candy. You do. What's the reason that you're threatening him? Because you want him to wake up to something else. And you hope that he's going to wake up, but you cannot say it because you said it so many times. And now he needs to understand things by himself. If not, he will not going to wake up, never. He will never going to serve Hashem. So Hashem is putting us in situations that we have to wake up. And the person from those situations is falling to sadness, to despair. He's saying, no, Hashem is not listening to me. Hashem is threatening. What if this is going to happen? What if that? All of those things never going to happen. We need to be just strong and stable and to be dedicated to serve Hashem with our strong will and never give up. Rabbeinu said that conversation of never giving up million times maybe, in so many ways, in so many words. Explained it and explained it. Don't give up. Don't worry. Hashem is with you. I'm walking in front of you. I'm going to be there for you. Bor Olam loves you. Bor Olam is mercy. Bor Olam is there. Don't worry. There is no despair in the world at all. All of those conversations are coming just for one thing. That you will never going to fall. That if you fail, you're going to stand up back on your legs. And you're not going to fall to despair. To say, no, I cannot serve Hashem. No, you can. Because to serve Hashem Yitbarach, you should serve Him in the present. In the present, you can serve Him no matter where you are. Even if you fail in the worst falling of them all. Rabbeinu said that also on himself. Like that you're watching at me now, Rabbeinu said on himself, means that you're holding me as a tzaddik, as a righteous man. If I'm going to make the worst sin of them all, the worst sin of them all, I'm going to do tshuva, and tomorrow morning I'm going to pray nets, I'm going to daven like usually. Nothing, no change, you're not going to see in me. Why? Because He made tshuva. He believed in the power of tshuva. And this is it. This is why there is no despair. If there was no tshuva in the world, all right, I can understand. People sin, now they're going to be punished. The punishments are so horrible. No one wants to be punished. All right, I understand the sadness, the despair. But now that Bore Olam, He created the tshuva before that He created the world. The tshuva was earlier, before of the creation of the world, was the tshuva prepared and ready. He knew that Bore Olam knew that people were going to sin, that people were going to fall. And He fixed the tikkun for that, for everyone, to have that ability. And you just need to believe in that. If you have something and you don't believe in it, you're not going to use it. But if you believe that you have the tool to solve all of your problems, you're going to use it and you're going to solve your problems. The lack of confidence, that despair is coming from the side of Yetzirah, and we have to fight against it. To convince ourselves, not to convince Hashem. You don't need to convince Hashem nothing. Hashem wants to give you more than you want to receive. Hashem wants you to be married. Hashem wants you to have boys, to have kids, to have a house, to have a villa, to have a garden, everything, more than you want. You think that you want it for yourself? You have a little kid that wants to be happy. You want him to be happy more than he wants himself to be happy, or different? You want him more to succeed. You're thinking in a long term. You're thinking on his future, how he's going to be. And Hashem Yitbarach is looking on the purpose. Hashem is looking on infinity, on eternal life. He wants you to always be happy. This is why He's bringing difficulties into your life, that you're going to buy the world to come. That you're going to buy internal light forever, internal success. But it doesn't mean that He wants to stop you from nothing, chas v'shalom. Never. Hashem Yitbarach, He created the world because He wants to reveal His mercy. This is why He created the world. So now He will stop His mercy because of something? And you think that Hashem's got a bad midot like that we have, that He's angry, that He's now punishing? Hashem is not like that. Hashem is not like that. לא מחשבותיי כמחשבותיכם. My thoughts are not like your thoughts at all. Hashem got pure thoughts, all going straight to the right direction, to the purity, to the light, to the love, to the success, to glory, to wonderful things, to honor, to respect, to beauty, to everything. Hashem just push us forward to the success. But we have to have a snake, something to grab, bite something, to swim in the swamps, I don't know what. We have our stupid lusts and desires, and we're bringing our head down from the purpose, from looking on the real purpose. And we're stopping ourselves with nonsense, with shtuyot, and holding ourselves back from the purpose. So Hashem Yitbarach have to, because of His mercy, to slap us, to wake us up, go back to the path, go back to the road. Please, one time from the right, one time from the left, until we're going to wake up. This is why we need to wake ourselves up, to know, to remember what it means, the zikaron ben enecha, that a person has to remember everything. What it means, that memory. Harav Shalom is writing that in the book, Beriti Shalom. The memory, it's not to remember the sugiyah that you learned. Now you learned the piece of Gemara, now you're going to remember it. No, it's not it at all. It can be that there is a person that his memory is phenomenal, that is great. He learns that sugiyah and he remembers. So now there is a quality in it. Bor Olam gave you that gift. Is it a quality? It's not a quality at all. Bor Olam gave it to you. There is someone else that cannot remember even after 40, 50 times. So what? It makes him bad? It makes him awful? It makes him wicked? No, there is no connection. That one have good memory, that one doesn't. So the success of remembering it, the sugya itself, it's not the success. It cannot be the issue. So what we should remember? Because we should remember that we are learning. We should remember Hashem Yitbarach while we are learning. If you remember Hashem Yitbarach while you're learning, it was a success. It was a successful learning. If you forgot Hashem Yitbarach while you were learning, it was like that you were learning science. Nothing. No importance at all. It's true that it's written, mitoch shelo lishma, yeh lishma, yeh nasa lishma. The fact that you're learning it, not with the best intention, going to bring you to the purpose also. So it's better to learn Torah than to read newspapers. But still, it doesn't mean that it is the right limud, that this is the right way. Hopefully, because that you're learning verses and words of Torah, so Rabbanan are counting on that the light of the Torah is going to wake you up in the future to remember Hashem. To remember Hashem. What it means to remember Hashem again and again. Until 120, we're going to be here in kindergarten until 120. Always. To remember that Hashem is good. When? Not when you see the success in front of your eyes. When you're failing. When you're falling. When you're close to despair. When sadness is trying to conquer you. To uproot you from Beit HaMidrash. To tell you stories that you have to run. To work. That you have to succeed. That you have to listen to the voice of your wife. All of those imaginations. The wife, first wife of Rabbeinu, was trying to force him also to go to chase after Panasa. And he was stubborn against her. And he said, on that I'm thanking Hashem Yitbarach that I wasn't listening to my wife. Because if I would listen to my wife, you wouldn't call me Rabbi Nachman in Breslev. You would call me Nachman the merchant. Nachman HaSocher. He would sell things. Cloths, napkins, needles, nails, hammers, from house to house, knocking on doors. He would be Nachman. Nice, he would have good midot, a very nice person. One of the friends here in the yeshiva told me that his father was talking to him on the future, what's going to be, and what he should do in his life. And his father tried to help him, to support him, to learn a profession. Told him, Father, I cannot see them calling me, I don't know what, the carpenter or the I don't know what. I cannot see that happen to me. I don't want to be that. Not Chas Shalom that he's not respecting. Every job that the person is doing to bring his parnasa, it's wonderful. But to be that person, I don't want. I want to serve Hashem. Maybe I'm going to have to do something, but it's going to be on the side. It's not going to be the reason that I'm waking up in the morning to be a carpenter, to work in a shop, to have a store, to run a store, to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, to be an engineer. It's all nonsense. I'm a Jew and I want to serve Hashem. And I want to connect myself to the Creator. And I have to find some parnasa. All right, I'm going to do whatever, but I don't care what I'm going to do. So many hidden righteous people were cleaning streets, were washing stairs, were working all kinds of works, all kinds of jobs, because they were not doing that at all. They didn't care about that. They were just so connected to the Creator. They had such a strong faith that they never dropped Hashem. And now, when you're not dropping Hashem, you can do whatever you need to do. Do it, go for it. You need to go to work, go to work, no problem, if you're holding Hashem. If you're dropping Hashem and you go to work, don't do that. Are you crazy? You're not allowed to go to work. But you're allowed to hold Hashem Yitbarach with you, and then you're allowed to do whatever you need to do. No problems at all. But to forget Hashem Yitbarach for money, to forget Hashem Yitbarach for Shalom Bayit, to forget Hashem Yitbarach for educating kids. You want your kids to be educated. So now you're going to someone that he is a specialist, that he is a genius in that. And you're counting on him, and you're giving your kids in his hands, so you forgot Hashem. So how do you think your kid's going to be educated? Now you need Shalom Bayit. So now you're going, and you're buying things, and you're telling your wife jokes and conversations, and you're keeping the advice of the important book, Garden of Peace, of Rav Shalom Arush, and you forgot Hashem, it's not going to help you. Those advice will not going to help you. The book is going to teach you to believe in Hashem. And if you forget Hashem, and you think that by not making no bad comments, you're going to have Shalom Bayit, you live in an imaginary world. It's not the truth at all. You can be an angel, and that she's going to rebuke you. And you need to believe that it's Hashem. And if you don't have that faith, strong faith, that it's Hashem Yitbarach, 100% of the times, you will fail. In a certain situation, you're going to fail. This is why we need to reach 100% faith. Complete faith. Emunah Shlema, Emunah Shlema, Emunah Shlema. Complete faith. No doubts. What it means, no doubts? All good. All good. It's all good. But I fail. Yes, it's all good. But I failed. It's all good. But I failed others. It's all good. Like Rabbi Nachum Ish Gamzo. That when they told him that they're going to make a decree to kill all of Am Yisrael, he said, Gamzu letova. It's also good. This is what the Borei Olam wants. All good. When you believe that Hashem Yitbarach is good, you can pray. When you don't believe that Hashem Yitbarach is good, you cannot pray. You don't have words. Now you're going to go and talk to a rich man that he's cheap. Can you talk to him? Can you convince him? You won't have the words. You see him with his ice face that he doesn't want to give you nothing, and you will not going to talk to him. But if you know that that person is very friendly, that he's very kind, that he's got huge history of donating and helping, and you know that he's good, that he loves to help, so you're going to have a lot of words. You're going to have his heart that is open, going to open your heart to talk to him. Exactly like it with Hashem Yitbarach. The reason that you cannot talk to Hashem Yitbarach in your Hitbodeduyot, if you're doing Hitbodeduyot at all, is because that you don't believe that Hashem Yitbarach is good. This is why we need to work on our faith. To have a complete faith that Hashem is good, that Hashem is waiting and expecting our words, our worst words. The lowest Hitbodeduyot that we're going to say, like that you're going to have a 3-year-old kid, 2-year-old kid that tries to learn how to speak, and he's going to fail. He will not going to know how to mention all of the right words with vowels and everything. He cannot pronounce it well. But you're going to enjoy his words and his mistakes more than you're going to enjoy to listen to a lecture of I don't know, a professor, I don't know what, a genius that is speaking so well, so wonderful. Who cares about it? Hashem Yitbarach, enjoy because you see the will. If you have a will to talk to Hashem, to connect yourself to Hashem, Hashem is enjoying from that. Like a father that is enjoying from his son's will to try to talk. Not because of the words that his son is saying. It's nonsense what it is saying. It's shtuyot. What is saying? Abba. What is saying? But the will that he is calling, Father, the will that he wants you, wakes you up to want him more, to enjoy from him more. That satisfaction, we can learn from that to the satisfaction of the Creator. When we're talking to him, he's enjoying every word and he's waiting and he's asking himself, when, Matai? When are they going to wake up to do tshuva, to come back to me? What it means to do tshuva? It's so easy to do tshuva. It's so easy. It's the most easiest thing in the world to do tshuva. You just need to admit that you were wrong. Is it so hard? You should pay for it. You don't need to do nothing. You were wrong. What's the problem to admit I was wrong? I was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing. I was wrong. What happened? What? What have I lost? I haven't lost nothing. Nothing happened to me. But now I'm more honest. Now you can love me more. Now you can listen to me more. Because I admitted on my mistake. When you're doing tshuva, you're getting closer and closer to Hashem Yitbarach. And if you're going to do a complete tshuva, it means you're going to admit on your mistakes. This is it. I was wrong. It was wrong. This is it. It was wrong. What can I do? I'm sorry, Hashem. You can do it with a smile. I was wrong, Ribono Shel Olam. You know why you're not smiling when you're saying that you were wrong? Because you're arrogant. Because you think that you can never be wrong, and it wasn't right that I was wrong. I wasn't supposed to be wrong, and I was supposed to succeed always. Just because you're holding yourself as something that you're not. You're not a machine that's supposed to run forever. You're a human being. Your father, he was sinning. Your grandfather, he was sinning. All of your, I would say that?
Ancestors
were sinning. Most of them. 99.9% of them were sinning. First man, Adam HaRishon, was sinning. Horrible avonot. Horrible avonot he had, Adam HaRishon. Horrible avonot. Not only one. Cain, that he's the one that all of the world came through him. He murdered. All of the world came from him. Most of the world. What? Third? Kama. So I was wrong, Rabbi Yisrael. Sorry, I apologize. I was wrong. Third? Something like third. To move on. I was wrong again. I'm sorry, I'm apologizing. I wasn't supposed to stop on that point. I'm apologizing. Rabbi Yisrael. What's wrong? It's all nonsense. A man of truth is a man that knows to admit in his mistakes, that he's not a genius, that he's a normal person, that he can see, that he can fail, that he can fall, like everyone else. Just the Yetzer Hara is trying to show you like you were supposed not to sin, and then if you sin, it is crushing you. But who said that I wasn't supposed to sin? How can a person not gonna sin if he's born to this world in this generation? Tell me about it. How can a person not sin? How? How? And I'm not talking about someone that's born in the United States. I'm talking about one that's born in Jerusalem, here in Bate Ungarim, to a Hasidic family. He born in the mikveh, okay? Born in the mikveh. How he will not gonna sin? No chance that you will not gonna sin. No chance in the world that you're not going to sin. No chance. That you will not going to lie. No chance. That you will not going to see bad eyesight. No chance. Hasidic family speaks only Yiddish, not talking to Tzioinim, whatever you want.
That's already a sin.
How can you not sin? So why do you think that Hashem Yitbarach is expecting you not to sin? No, Hashem expects you to do tshuva. Shuvu elai v'shuvu elechem. Do tshuva and I'm going to come back to you also. Come back to me, I'm going to come back to you. Do tshuva. Just need to believe in the power of tshuva. and not to give up from trying again and again and again, because the will counts, because the heart is what that Hashem is wanting. Kudsha Baruch Hu Libabai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart, that means the will. Do you want me or you don't want me? This is the question. You wanted to learn Torah, you wanted to pray, you wanted to have Shalom Bayit, you wanted to guard your eyes. Those are the real questions. This is why Rabotenu said to us, Aser etzoncha kirtzono. You should force your will to be like the will of Hashem. Not your actions. Lo aseh ma'asecha kirtzono. Not make your actions to be like the will of Hashem. Because you cannot make your actions to be like the will of Hashem. Only Hashem can do that. Because He is Ribon al kol ha'masim. Because He is in charge of all of the actions. Your actions are not in your hands. Ha'ayin ro'a, lev chomed, kle ma'aseh gomrim. If the eye saw, the heart desire, the organs, all of the organs, gonna finish the action. It's not in your hands if you saw. And if you don't have control on your eyes, like we, that we don't have control on our eyes, can you control your eyes? You cannot control your eyes. This is why you need to have prayers on that, to reveal your will. Hashem, I want to control my eyes. Please, Hashem, bring me back my eyes. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, let me control my eyes. Let me guard my eyes. Let me save my eyes. Let me see only good things, that I will never gonna be, sakran, curious. Curious to look at things that I'm not allowed to. Please cancel that bad attribute of curiosity. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, help me, save me. You have Siyata Dishmaya, Eliyahu. You have Siyata Dishmaya. All of us, we have Siyata Dishmaya. But we're not allowed to fall to despair. We're not allowed to. And if a person is going to be strong, always going to be strong. Look what Rabbeinu is writing. I think in Slikotei Halachot it's written. And if the person is going to be strong to pull himself always to Hashem Yitbarach, ye'ech she'yeh, no matter what, no matter what it means, without shachrit, without tefillin, without Shabbat, without brachot, without kippah, without tzitzit, without zakan, beard, without side curls, pe'ot, without nothing, without a wife, without kids, without Torah, without prayers, ye'ech she'yeh, no matter how. In Las Vegas, yes? Now you got it? All right. Azai, so then, sof kol sof, in the end, finally, if the person going to be strong enough to pull himself to Hashem Yitbarach, no matter what, in the end, yachmol alav Hashem Yitbarach going to have mercy on him, v'ichnos al yedei ze daika, and by that he going to be entered, that poor person, straight into lifni mamash, inside, really inside mamash, to the center, letoch bet hakdusha, into the holy house, into the house of holiness, just because of the will, just you wanted Hashem. When you stopped praying Ma'ariv, you didn't want that. You wanted to pray Ma'ariv, but you couldn't. And then you stopped praying Mincha, and you didn't want to stop praying Mincha. You wanted to continue, but you didn't have the powers for that anymore. And then you collapsed from Shachrit, and then you fell from Tfilin, and then you fell from Shabbos, and then you fell from Kashrut, and then you fell from everything else, but you didn't want it at all. And you wanted Hashem Yitbarach? If you're going to be strong to keep on wanting Hashem Yitbarach like that, keep on falling! You don't have control on your fallings, you don't. You have to understand that. You're not in your own hands. Hashem Yitbarach is pushing a person sometimes away from Avodat Hashem. That he's going to wake up. To wake up the will and the desire for Hashem Yitbarach. Because if you were inside the Kedusha and you were not ma'arich,
appreciated
what that you had in your hands, Hashem Yitbarach is taking those things from you, that you're going to wake up to appreciate it. This is the only reason, to check if you're a liar or not. Just that you're going to be honest, that you're going to dedicate your life to Avodat Hashem. This is why He's stopping you from everything that you want to achieve in Avodat Hashem. To check if you're honest, if really you want Hashem, or that you want your stupid lusts and desires. If you're going to be strong on wanting Hashem Yitbarach, no matter what, in the end you're going to find yourself inside the Kedusha, in the most inner side of the Kedusha, in the house of holiness. Hashem Yitbarach is so merciful. He loves us so much, so much, so much, so much. That there is nothing else to talk about except of that. And now that you know that, if you hold that, if you hold a drop from all of that conversation, you're very lucky. If you're going to walk with it, if you're going to be able to hold that. We don't have vessels, we have sieves. It all runs out. Need to pray, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's all running out. 1 hour after class, hopefully 1 hour after class. Amen, 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 1 hour. Starting with 1 hour. And don't think to yourself, also for me, when I'm talking to you, it's like it bodedut for me. I'm talking to Hashem, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. We're all in the same place. And when Rav Shalom is talking, he's talking the same. He's talking from his place, he's talking from his life. We're all in the same place. We all. What's the difference? This one is in more shallow water, and this one is more in a deeper water. But we're all trying to float. We're all trying to hold our heads above the water. We're all trying to swim. We're all trying to hold on. Everyone. So you're a little bit different, and I'm a little bit different. But so what? We're all together. One man needs to hold his friend to get stronger, and to cheer him up, to be stronger, to get closer to Hashem. We're all together. We're connected to each other. We're all one. Ke'ish echad, belev echad. Only when we're going to come to that place to be like one man with one heart, that is one heart to Father in heaven, that we just want Hashem. So we are not putting tefillin, and he's not keeping Shabbos, and this person is not putting tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, and that person, he doesn't go to the mikveh, and he doesn't do Shait Bodedut. But so what? So what? Me that I am putting tefillin, I'm not keeping Shabbos, and he that is not keeping Shabbos, he's not putting tefillin, and he's not doing both, and he's doing something else that you can never imagine. So what, is it making you better? No! As long as we all have one heart to Father in heaven, and this is the thing that we should work on, to have a heart, one heart to Father in heaven. And then, when we're going to have that heart, we're going to have that love that we can communicate, that we can talk. And then I'm going to be able to explain to you that tefillin, it's wonderful, and you're also going to find the power to put tefillin. And you're going to talk to me about Shabbat, and I'm going to wake up to keep Shabbos also, because we're going to have that love between us. That love that's going to bond us to be under the kingship of Hashem Yitbarach. To let Him be the king, to crown Hashem. You're the king and we love you. I don't have the merit to keep all of Torah mitzvot today. You don't also? Wonderful, let's try together. Let's hold hands. Let's pray on that. Let's pray on each other. Let's hold hands and pray on each other. With those thoughts we can bring a huge revolution to the world, each and every one of us. Because you don't need to be strong. David HaMelech wasn't strong. He was a little kid. When he was fighting with Goliath, he was a little kid. He was a little kid. And he had Seata Dishmaya. He was throwing stones on a giant. You can kill a giant with a stone. And he had, how you said that? Iron helmet on his forehead. But in heaven, something happened. That the angel of the stone came to the angel of iron in heaven. David HaMelech wasn't aware. David HaMelech, what was he doing? Just begging, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, save me. He was shaking. How old he was? 13, 15, 13? Shaking, 13-year-old kid in front of a huge giant. Standing, shaking, begging, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, please, Ribbono Shel Olam. Just begging. And in heaven, something else is happening. The angel, the minister, the angel of the stone is coming to the angel of iron and telling him, listen, let's make a deal. He told him what? He told him, if you're going to cancel yourself to me now, only this time, that the stone is going to be stronger than iron, I'm going to give you the mitzvah of Brit Milah, circumcising. That Jews are going to be circumcised with an iron knife and not with a stone for eternity, for always. If you're just going to cancel yourself this time, made an agreement, David HaMelech threw that stone, and it penetrated the iron. What was David HaMelech? Making yichudim in Kabbalah. You think to yourself that this is what he was doing, yichudim, that the stone is going to be stronger than the iron, and now he was finding the right names. He was begging and crying to Hashem Yitbarach. He was terrified. He didn't know what to do. And he was afraid. Like, they opened the book of Tehillim. You're going to see the prayers of David HaMelech. Rabbeinu is saying that the righteous people, when they're writing things, it's siyata dishmaya, they have help from heaven, that their words contain a lot more than what did they think. And I'm not saying that David HaMelech wasn't a genius. He was a genius also. But he wasn't moving from pshat. He wasn't moving from the meaning of the words of prayers. And he was talking from his heart to the Creator. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me, save me, please help me, please help me, please I need your help, please there's going to be Kiddush Hashem, please Hashem, I don't want no one to dishonor you, please Ribbono Shel Olam, this is it. And it brings miracles. And we need to learn from David HaMelech, like we need to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, like we need to learn from all of righteous people of all of the generations, to believe that Hashem Yitbarach loves us like that He loves them. No different at all. He didn't love David HaMelech because he was David HaMelech. He loved David HaMelech. He just loved him. He loved him from the beginning. Like that he loves you. Like that he loves each and every one of his creatures. And I'm not talking even on Am Yisrael that have another quality. When the Egyptians that murdered and killed and slaughtered and raped and beaten and tortured Am Yisrael for hundreds of years were drowning in Yam Suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't accepting the praises of the angels on the huge victory that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to drown the Egyptians. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was rebuking the angels and telling them, my creatures are drowning in the sea and you're singing to me. Hashem, he was sad. He had sorrow when his creatures, those creatures, that we were happy that they were drowning. They were torturing us for years. They were drowning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for him, it's a failure. The success of the Creator is when the creatures succeeding. Every one of the creatures. Everyone. Animals, bugs, flies, whatever. When they have good life. That he finds the right flower, that he can find his cave, his hole that he should hide in. This is when Hashem is happy. Hashem is happy from the success of each and every one of his creatures. This is Hashem. He's all kindness, all love. So you, his son, son of Abraham, son of Yitzchak, son of Yaakov, that for sure your forefathers were also holy. And with all of your merits and with all of your Kedusha, you, Hashem, doesn't want your success. Hashem, he wants your success a lot more than you want to succeed. Just he's looking for you for an eternal success. A success that's going to bring you to faith. A success that's going to bring you to eternal life. To believe in Hashem Yitbarach. And if he's going to give you $1,000,000 every day, you're going to forget Hashem Yitbarach a lot faster than you can imagine. You're going to forget him in a day. On the spot, you're going to forget him. And he doesn't want to do that to you. This is why he's holding you back. Until you're going to establish your faith that's going to be solid, that it will never going to collapse, that it's never going to have a crack in it, and then you have the vessel to contain whatever. This is why he's listening to the voice of the righteous people in every request that they're asking for. If he needs $1,000,000, he's receiving $1,000,000. Because it's not confusing him. But you, that is going to confuse you to get married after 1 hour in Bodedut, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to send you that wife. Because it's going to confuse you. You're going to imagine to yourself that you're a prince. That you're a I don't know what. And you're going to find yourself, chas shalom, sinning and falling and being arrogant and destroying her poor life. And Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants you to live happily. So He's making you humble, preparing you, fried chassid, making you fried. And then, when you're ready, well done. Now, we can go to the chuppah. Boy, say, let's learn Likutei Moharan. All sichot chaverim all day long. We're in Torah Lamed Aleph, part Vav. So, Ukshenit Gale HaChesed, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line in part Vav. Ukshenit Gale HaChesed, and when the kindness being revealed, Hainu Ha'ahava Ve'Ishtokekut, mean the love and the desire for Hashem. Bivchinot, in the aspect of Kicholat Ahava Ani, that I'm sick from loving you, Hashem Yitbarach. Azai Hoseh Nefashot. So then you're creating souls. You're making souls. When you love Hashem Yitbarach, you're making souls. You're making spirits. You're waking up people to serve Hashem. Until now, they were animals. They were animals in the shape of human beings. They were looking for food, looking for lusts and desires. They were like cattle, like animals. And now you, with your will, your desire to serve Hashem, and you're praying on it, and you're begging to Hashem, you're creating angels. That those angels are going and penetrating those animals, those poor people, and they become to be human beings. And suddenly he's waking up and he's got the desire to put tefillin. Suddenly he has to watch what's going on in that shul and he's getting inside. Suddenly he's getting into a bookstore and he's putting his hand on Garden of Faith or some other book and he's waking up. 1 minute ago he was like an animal, exactly like an animal. He was looking for food and he was looking for needs and this is it. Like a regular animal. More sophisticated because it was in a different body, a different machine. But it's an animal. Only animal nature he's got inside of him. But you, with your love, the person with his ibadatut, that he's saying to Hashem, I love you, Hashem. I want to serve you. I'm not making it. I don't know how to. But I want to. With love and desire. Not with tefillin and tzitzit and kippah and I don't know what. With love and desire, with will, you're creating souls. You're creating souls. An aspect of et ha-nefesh asher asu, the souls, the spirits that they were making. Haynu she'oseh nekudot le'otiyot ha-Torah, that you make vowels to the letters of the Torah, means you put music into those letters. That now they can, if they're just written and don't have no vowels, you cannot read it, you cannot enjoy it. There's no music, there's no tune. You cannot hear it. But when you're putting those vowels to those, you're waking them up. Now they can sing. Now you can hear them. Now we can talk to Hashem. You woke him up to talk to Hashem. You're an aspect of the Creator. When you love Hashem, you become to be like the Creator. You're creating spirits, like Abraham, like Sarah. Kiotiot belo nekudot, because letters with no vowels, keguf belo nefesh, like a body with no spirit, with no soul. שאין להם שום תנועה ופעולה בלא נפש, that they cannot move and cannot achieve nothing with no spirit. כן, הצטרפות וזיווגן של האותיות. Also like that, the way, the combination of the letters, ברש למד א' שערים, in 231 gates, 231 ways of connecting, of making yichudim, matings of mate letters. La'asot eizah peula. By that a person can make a certain action. En la'im koach ela lefi ha'nekudot. They cannot do that at all. They don't have the power to do that. Just only according to the vowels, to the points, to the vowels that you put on them. Means that people outside, that now they don't have a will to serve Hashem Yitbarach, how they gonna serve Hashem Yitbarach, it depends on how much you're gonna love Hashem Yitbarach. How much you're gonna pray to Hashem Yitbarach, how much you're gonna reveal your will to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. That we all of us gonna have the merit to serve Hashem Yitbarach out of joy, out of satisfaction, that Hashem gonna be satisfied from us. Amen.